Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
And fellow Americans, let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff now.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report today, Tuesday, October 11th, 2016. And we are coming to you from the RWB Network Studios in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So, only hours after Honest Abe came into play this year on Sunday, historians have put a handwritten letter by Abraham Lincoln up for sale. And if you have $40,000 handy, it could be all yours. It was written to a fellow Republican who stood accused of murdering a Democrat. Well, Lincoln, being the amazing lawyer he was prior to being the president, he got the guy off the hook. Now, what does the letter say, you might ask? Something about tell Hillary to stop misquoting me. All right, let's get to today's headlines. First, only 48 hours before the second debate, political experts deemed Donald Trump's campaign over after the release of an 11-year-old audio tape. Only 48 hours after Donald Trump's decisive win on Sunday night, why are these same experts not reversing their course? Also, mainstream media has totally given up on trying to act impartial, promoting Hillary while also openly trying to torpedo Donald Trump's campaign. What are they so scared of? And congressional Republicans are defecting from Donald Trump like we've never seen before. But is this actually a good thing for Donald Trump? All that, plus later on in today's show, we'll be joined by Trevor Loudon, the creator of the film Enemies Within. This might be the scariest film you see this year. We'll bring you also a new poll, the only poll that takes Sunday's debate into the sampling. We'll give you that poll. And one pharmacy in New York City is imposing its own selective tax. And guess who has to pay it? All that plus daily dose of common sense you can only find here on the Rhino Report, Monday to Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern, here on CRNTalk.com. But first, let's kick the show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country, with a pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. So, what you guys can go ahead and do now is go to rhinoreport.com, rhinoreport.com. We have two brand new articles up. One went up this morning, and one went up over the weekend, both by Tina. One is called Three-Legged Stool. Gotta read that one. And what does an ex-never-Trumper think right now? So two of those articles, you gotta read both of them, both by Tina. Also, you can get to me, you can follow me on Twitter, at Rhino on Air, at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on Air. You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. I'm trying to figure out how to use Facebook. I'm getting there. I'm almost a pro at it. And you can always email me. Questions, concerns, comments, whatever you got, a funny joke, maybe a story I missed somewhere along the line. I know it doesn't happen often, but it does once in a while. You can email me, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. We'll be back in just a minute.
Find your words, public health awareness effort. Kaiser Permanente encourages people across America to engage in conversations about mental health issues and reminds everyone there is hope. Mental health conditions like depression are treatable. Dr. Don Mordecai, a psychiatrist at Kaiser Permanente, joins us to discuss perceptions of mental health.
Depression and other mental health issues are common and touch all of our lives directly or through connections to family, friends, and colleagues. People are often reluctant to talk about and get help for mental health issues because they feel ashamed or embarrassed. But treatment works, and we want people to know there is hope. And as part of Kaiser Permanente's focus on total health, mind, body, and spirit, the Find Your Words awareness effort is designed to reduce the stigma around depression and motivate people to talk about mental health issues.
To join this important conversation and for resources on mental health issues, please visit findyourwords.org.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Tuesday edition of the Rhino Report. If you want to hear the show live, you can download the CRN app or on CRN Channel 1, 2 p.m. Eastern every single day. Well, Monday to Friday, anyway. We're also live right now on Red Nation Rising Radio, the Liberty feed, and StreamingTalkRadio.com. And if you miss all the live feeds, you can catch us on KLRNRadio.com midnight Eastern time, Monday to Friday or Tuesday to Saturday, depending on what you consider midnight to be. All right, so we missed a lot. I mean, we haven't been together in, what, 3 days now? Saturday, Sunday, Monday, holiday yesterday, took the day off. So as soon as I finish the show on Friday, now that was our weekend show, it always happens, and it seems to be happening more and more frequently lately. Something happens within minutes of the show ending. And what happened last Friday? I mean, it's almost a blur at this point, isn't it? We had the Donald Trump audio tape come out where he's talking to this Billy Bush guy from Access Hollywood. See, I don't know who this guy is because I don't watch that garbage. But some of you might know who he is. And they're on this bus and they're heading to the set of a soap opera or something Donald Trump's making a cameo appearance on. And he says some things that, well, yeah, they're kind of lewd, they're kind of crude, and if you want to call them locker room talk, I'll agree with you there, because they are. I've played hockey and baseball my entire life. I've heard much worse in a locker room, and I even heard someone comment on that yesterday saying, if that's how guys talk in a locker room, then we should have females in the locker room to stop them from doing it. Like, it's out of control. People are out of control with this. Yeah, he said some stupid things, and maybe you're a little taken back by it, and you go, ooh, that's pretty bad. Do you not think Bill Clinton says worse? Do you not think, I mean, even your husband, your boyfriend, whomever, probably say worse? There are some people out there who, I get it, who don't curse, who don't use foul language. I understand that. It's a very small percentage of the population, however. Donald Trump said some insensitive things. I get that. And in the immediate aftermath of hearing that tape, I thought to myself, oh boy, this is not good. Because that's what it takes for the Democrats to take down a guy like Donald Trump. Within minutes of that tape coming out, we had an email dump from our good friends over at WikiLeaks. And there was far worse, far more damning statements in those emails than what Donald Trump said in the confines of what he thought to be a private bus. I'm not condoning the statements. I'm just saying he thought he had the expectation of privacy. Now, when you have a mic on your face or strapped to your body, you shouldn't expect that. However, he probably did. But the items that came out in the emails, the Podesta emails, like email drop number 2 or 1, whatever that was, far worse. You have Hillary calling for the globalization, essentially, of our country. Open borders in these speeches to all of her different donors that paid lots and lots of money to hear her talk. She wants a 600 million person increase in this country by opening the borders, let everybody in, so that the really, forget the top 1%, the top 0.5% make out, and the rest of us get screwed. That was big. And then we saw the statement how she said you have to have a public position and a private position. We've heard these rehashed over and over and over again. If you listen to Newsmax or Fox News or America One, something like that, you don't really hear it on NBC and CBS. None of those. It didn't happen as far as they're concerned. But a public position and a private position shows exactly what people have been saying about Hillary Clinton for the last 30 years. Is that she's disingenuous. She says one thing to your face and does something completely different behind your back or when in front of donors. It proves what we've all thought of her. And in a normal year, where the mainstream media was not so in the tank for one candidate, this would have ended her candidacy. Ended it. Done. It would have done what falling on her face didn't do. But no, we're going to focus on a couple of comments Donald Trump said. His wife forgave him. His family forgave him. He apologized. As far as I'm concerned, you know what? He said something stupid. He apologized. If you haven't said anything stupid in your life, please turn this show off. I'm asking you to, because I say stupid stuff all the time. It happens. We all do it. He said a dumb thing. And yes, immediately I thought, you know what? Not good. Not good. It's over for him. And I wouldn't think that if it wasn't for the way mainstream media treats this election. Anything they can do to take down Donald Trump. Anything. Now we're hearing maybe there might be some more audio from The Apprentice that this guy Mark Burnett, who's the producer of all of that, has, and he's being pressured to release. But it's one thing when you have statements, and another thing when you have actions. Here you have someone like Hillary Clinton who has acted against our best interest for the better part of her adult life, and someone like Donald Trump who's maybe said a couple of dumb things. Should that really be what we use to say, you know what, Donald Trump is just so unfit to be president? Unfit. But we went into this debate on Sunday, and it was 3-on-1. We all knew it was going to be 3-on-1. There was no chance of that not happening. And I had said on the weekend show that what Donald Trump has to do is he has to make it 3-on-2. He has to find. You're always going to have the two moderators there with Anderson Cooper and Martha Raddatz teaming up with Hillary to come after you. What Trump had to do is he had to grab the audience. And this was before these tapes came out. He has to grab the audience and say, guys, it's me and you versus them. And he did that. He did a really good job of it. There were only two groups of people who didn't think he won on Sunday. Number one, mainstream media. You knew it wouldn't matter what he did. He could have given a gold bar out to every single person sitting there, and he still wouldn't have won in their eyes. They said he looked menacing and he was looming over her. Well, yeah, good for him. And that was practiced. I'm sure it was. After all of that stuff about that first debate, how they had to cut her podium down because she was short and she didn't want to look short in the podium, of course he's going to stand over her. I would have done the same thing. And your ardent Hillary supporters, the ones who believe the garbage and gibberish that comes out of her mouth. And you know what? It was interesting because when he spoke, you listened to what he was saying. And a lot of people said this. When she spoke, it was a lot of the same. It was the same thing you've been hearing over and over and over again. It's rhetoric. It's narrative. It's practice. It's rehearsed. It's just spewed out. It's what she did in the first debate, the same exact thing. This time, Donald Trump had the answers, though. And, of course, the best line was when she said, it's a good thing you don't, you know, you're not in charge of the law and order in this country. And he goes, yeah, because you'd be in jail. That was the best line of the night. And then he promises to appoint a special prosecutor. What he means by that, I'm not sure, because you can reopen that case. She was never adjudicated. You can reopen that case. Now, does he mean a special prosecutor to look at the FBI? That's a whole different story. Whole different story. But he's back to running the campaign that he ran to become the nominee. He's back to trying to bring in his supporters and get them out to vote. His basket of deplorables. And the basket, we loved it. That was the first time I ever clapped during a political debate in my life. All right, when we come back, we'll finish up talking about this, and then we'll be joined by Trevor Loudon to talk about his new movie, Enemies Within. You don't want to miss that, guys. All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance.
It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country, and they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
Money is a big part of our lives, you know that. Each of us spends, saves, and invests money, but money is changing. Global currency changes are shifting trade like never before, transforming the dollar and impacting every asset we own. The U.S. dollar is now at risk. Swiss America's new 2016 World Money Report outlines what this means for your money and your retirement accounts. And the report is absolutely free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free. 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Money is now made and lost faster than at any other time in history. Winning and losing often depends on what you know and when you know it.
Call now, 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Free 2016 World Money Report today.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call and look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Tuesday edition of the Rhino Report. You can follow me on Twitter at Rhino On Air or check out all the old episodes of the show on your favorite podcasting platform, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio. All right, we're talking about this debate. I thought Trump did a good job. I really do. I think for a guy who was in his second presidential debate, did pretty good against someone who's a professional debater. I mean, this is like her 32nd presidential-level debate between primaries and everything else. He did pretty good. He's a quick learner, Donald Trump. I did notice a couple things. Because we're all looking for that, what, like that twitch in the hand she has or something like that? Or like the left eye hanging? Which, if you watched the press conference on the airplane after the debate when they were talking to Hillary, you could see her left eye, it hangs just a little bit. It hangs. It doesn't focus like the right eye does. Anyway, I'm not a doctor, but I just noticed it. Anyway, she was wearing a looser jacket. Now, we all saw whatever she had strapped to her waist or her back after that first debate with that red jacket she was wearing, the red coat. She had a looser jacket on. I did notice that. Now, would they have some sort of audio technology strapped to them when they're carrying around a microphone? Maybe. I don't know. I'm not an audio engineer. I have no idea. But they also used a softer lens. If you notice the camera on her, it was a softer lens. And you could tell because if you looked at the writing on the wall behind them, it was just a tad little bit blurrier than it was behind Donald Trump. So a much more focused lens on him, a little bit softer on her. Now, liberals say he was sniffled. He sniffled 80 times. Who cares? Guy can't have the sniffles? He travels, he crisscrosses the country 5 times a day. I'd have the sniffles too. But yep, as soon as it ended, focus groups on CNN said she won. Focus groups on Fox, Donald Trump won. Frank Luntz, his focus group, it was like 18 to 2 or something like that. And then CNN ORC releases this poll. And it's the poll everyone's talking about because it's the scientific poll. Now, how you have a scientific poll for a debate, I'm not quite sure, because there is no voter turnout to base it on. I guess it just means you couldn't click someone's name twice. I guess that's what it means. But the problem with this poll is I think Hillary won it 57-34. It was a pretty good win for her. But the sampling in the poll, 58% of those polled were already Hillary supporters. So she net lost 1%. And if you had it 50-50, it probably would have been 50-50. There aren't too many undecideds left out there. And that's the problem with polling to begin with. Not to get off on a whole tangent here, but when you have a sampling, and it says, let's say, just for the sake of raw numbers, we sampled 50% Democrat and 50% Republican. Well, how many phone calls had to be made to find a likely voter of each? Because that makes a big difference. Just because you called and called and called until you found half of this and half of that, how many did you have to call to get to that number? And that is not reflected in polls, which is why I'm not a huge fan of the polling. We do it because it's fodder. We do it because it shows trends. But there's no way to really have a good scientific poll. So all the online polls, Trump won, the CNN ORC poll, Hillary won, mainstream media says Hillary won, she got shellacked. There's no other good way to put it. She got shellacked. He cut her off at the knees, he flipped her over, and he wiped the floor with her hair. That's what he did. This was not a good showing for Hillary. And you know what? Kudos for Donald Trump for not bringing up Bill Clinton too much. You knew he was going to do it because he had the four women sitting in the audience. So you knew it was coming up. But he brought it up early. She had no responses to it. And then he let it go. He didn't keep bringing it up. My favorite part about all these debates so far, and I'm surprised Trump hasn't called her out on this yet. Maybe he will now. Is that she keeps saying that her email server was secure, and according to the FBI, no foreign governments ever gained access to it. Yet, when Podesta emails come out, they blame the Russians. So what is it? Which is it? Did no one get access to it, or did the Russians hack you? No one has called her out on this yet. I'm so surprised, because she says it in the same breath. Oh, they said no one got access to the emails. Oh, but the Russians are working with Trump to hack emails. It makes no sense to me. So today we have the Podesta dump number 3. Hashtag Podesta emails 3. Go check that out before Twitter takes it down. They're going to take it down. They don't like this stuff. Jen Palmieri says Hillary Clinton is beginning to hate everyday Americans. That is in the email to John Podesta. Beginning to hate everyday Americans. That's what they think of you. All right, when we come back, we'll talk to Trevor Loudon about his new movie, Enemies Within. You got to see this, guys. It may be the scariest movie you see all year. So that's going to be interesting. And then when we come back after that, we're going to talk about a pharmacy that has a man tax.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by CBC Funding. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your structured settlement, annuity, or pending lawsuit? It's true. If you are receiving a structured settlement spread out over time and you want a lump sum amount delivered immediately, then you need to call CBC Funding. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Structured settlements are commonly used to resolve personal injury lawsuits. Annuities, they're designed to spread payments out over 10 or 20 years. For many of you in need of money today, this simply does not work. If you have a structured settlement and you want cash now, call CBC Settlement Funding. Here's the number. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
CRN listeners, don't forget What's Cooking in Wine with certified wine educator and master sommelier Michael Jordan, coming your way every Friday night at 6 p.m. Pacific time right here on CRN Digital Talk Radio. You'll find out about the latest trends in wine, food, and the good lifestyle. And by the way, Michael Jordan can talk to those of you that are really into wine and those that are maybe just discovering wine. The great educator Michael Jordan, What's Cooking on Wine, Friday nights at 6 p.m. Pacific on CRN.
All right, welcome back to this Tuesday edition of the Rhino Report. We are pleased to be joined on the phone now by Trevor Loudon, the creator of the new movie Enemies Within, a riveting documentary about the corruption within the halls of the U.S. Congress. Trevor, thank you so much for being with us today.
Look, thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure.
So why don't you start off by telling the listeners a little bit about the film?
Well, look, the film has just come out. It's out on DVD. It's basically saying that, you know, the American Constitution warns you to guard against enemies, foreign and domestic. So we are looking at the domestic enemies. We're saying there's at least 100 members of your Congress and 20 members of your Senate who are so involved with neo-communism, socialism, or Muslim Brotherhood front groups, in some cases all three, that they couldn't pass an FBI background check to drive a school bus or sell you stamps at the post office. Yet they're serving on the Armed Services Committee, the Homeland Security Committee, the Education Committee, even the Intelligence Committee of the United States Congress, and they are trashing America's Constitution every day and working with enemies of this country. So we're saying that basically you have been heavily penetrated in your Congress and your Senate by enemies of your country because there are no security checks. Once you're a congressman or a senator, there are no security checks when you serve on the Homeland Security Committee, the Intelligence Committee, or the Armed Services Committee. So your enemies have basically penetrated your system.
Now, you're originally from New Zealand. Do they have security checks over there for their politicians?
No. No, they don't. I think this is a common problem throughout the Western world. Because they'll always say the media is supposed to vet the candidates. And the people are supposed to vet the candidates, and the media is supposed to help you do it. Well, when the media is controlled by the left, it's not very effective. You know, you have people like...
Our media is vetting the candidates, just one candidate and not the other. That's what's happening.
Yeah. Like, you've seen in this election cycle how biased the media is towards the left and Hillary Clinton, etc. It's so blatant, it's almost laughable. But, what we're saying is this movie will shock even most informed conservatives. Very few people understand how deeply the Muslim Brotherhood has penetrated your Congress, your executive branch, your FBI, your State Department, CIA, all the agencies that are supposed to be protecting you from these people are penetrated by these people. And they are working with old line communists like John Conyers from the Judiciary Committee and Barbara Lee, etc., and socialists in your Congress to basically bring you down. They're a fifth column inside your own government.
Wow. Now, you've been touring all around the country doing speaking engagements, media appearances, screenings of Enemies Within. What has the reaction been to film?
Usually stunned silence, usually shock. And we've been playing this to conservative audiences. We've played it to a lot of former law enforcement people, former intelligence people, you know, Homeland Security, FBI, CIA, and all of them are shocked at how deep it is and the fact that somebody's actually dared to come out and say this. Because you're not supposed to talk about these things, you know.
It's supposed to
be off limits. But we've thrown that to the wolves, and we've put it out there as hardcore as we can. And I think most Americans, even very well-informed conservatives, will be shocked at some of the things in the movie.
Do you get the feeling that Americans are just a little too accepting of systematic corruption in our government?
Well, yeah, they certainly are. And I'm not blaming them for that. It's just become so endemic. But I think, you know, the reason why America has got to the state it is, you know, as they say, all that's necessary for evil to triumph is that good men do nothing. And I think during the prosperous years of the, you know, the 70s, you know, the 80s and the 90s and the early 2000s, I think people thought America had won the Cold War, everything's fine, we don't have to worry anymore. And people just took their eye off the ball. You know, they got a little bit complacent, a little bit lazy. And the corruption and the infiltration just got so out of hand that now it's in control. It's like, you know, you got mafia in a town and the police hassle the mafia. But for 10 years, the police leave the mafia alone, and by the end of that time, they're running the town. And that's really what's happened to America. You've been penetrated by the Muslim Brotherhood, by communist groups, by socialist groups, and now they are running your government, and they are forcing their agenda down your throat every single day.
And it's not just Democrats, it's Republicans too, correct?
Well, it is, but I'm not letting the Republicans off the hook, but the Democrats are the ones who've been mainly penetrated by the communists and socialists. Republicans have their own problems. They're in, a lot of them in bed with the Chamber of Commerce, for instance, and certain banking interests. This focuses on the Muslim Brotherhood, the communist infiltration, and that is largely a Democratic problem. You know, we say 15,000 communists now control your labor movement. The labor movement controls the Democratic Party, and the Democratic Party is jumping to the communist and Muslim Brotherhood tune.
And are most of those influences within our country's borders, or are they outside of our country's borders?
Well, some of those are outside. There is certainly Chinese influence in your government through the Asia-Pacific Caucus, headed by the longtime communist Judy Chu from California. There's a lot of Cuban influence in your government. through the Congressional Hispanic Caucus and the Congressional Black Caucus. There is Iranian influence. There is a lot of you know, Palestinian influence. There's a lot of foreign influence, but a lot of these traders are homegrown.
Unbelievable. All right, we're going to keep going with this when we come back. Trevor, you're going to stick with us through the break, and then we're going to tell you where you can get this movie, or if it's coming to a town near you, and you can watch the screening. Meet Trevor. All right, hang in there, guys. We'll be back in just a minute.
Lawns love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles. But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil. That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed to help repair and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. You know, I've tackled a few roles in my time on the football field, in movies and television, and right here behind the broadcast microphone. Today, I've taken on a new role to tell you about the local experts at Solar Optimum. Solar Optimum is California's leading provider of high-quality, affordable solar energy. And now, they're offering a special deal you won't want to miss. So listen up. Through October 31st, Solar Optimum is offering a complete solar energy system with no money down and no monthly payments during the first year of ownership. And after the first year, payments are a low $76. Plus, not a single penny goes toward upfront costs. Best of all, you own the system. How great is that? Call 818-745-1489 today to get in on this offer. That's 818-745-1489.
Monthly payment available on approved credit. Complete details available at solaroptimum.com. California license number 972228.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Rhino Report. We're still joined by Trevor Loudon, creator of Enemies Within, a new film now available on DVD. All right, so you said that there could be up to 120 members of Congress that are influenced by either communism or Marxism. How did you go about doing the research to figure this out?
Yeah, look, what I've been doing is, see what happens when communists get old, they go to, they donate their papers to libraries because they think somebody's going to come along in 100 years and write a biography of their wonderful communist life. So I go to these libraries, I dig up the files, and there's all sorts of incriminating information there. But also I interview intelligence professionals and ex-communists. So in the movie, we have two former leading communists interviewed who are now on our side, and we also have several intelligence officers from CIA, from the Homeland Security Department, from the FBI. So what I do, I go to the people who deal in this area all the time, but really don't have an avenue to get their views to the public. So the film has provided that avenue. So nobody has challenged us yet on a point of fact, and I'm sure they will not, because every bit of information in the movie has been thoroughly cross-checked, and all the interviews come from extremely credible sources.
Wow. The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security people that you do talk to, are they restricted in any fashion to speak with you, or are they allowed to speak with you?
Well, these are former people, you know. These are not currently serving. So, there's a lot of such people out there. Many of them can't speak because they're still serving, but there's a lot of people out there just disgusted at what has happened to the FBI, what's happened to the CIA, what's happened to the Department of Homeland Security, all of these organizations have been neutered. All of them are blindfolded. All of them have actually are influenced by the enemies of this country to shut down their investigations and shut down their effectiveness. So Americans need to understand they are not protected anywhere near as well as they think they are. You know, you have extremely low morale in a lot of these organizations, a high level of politicization, and actual infiltration by enemies of your country in advisory capacities to these organizations.
I think people are just starting to notice that. And I know it takes us a while to come around sometimes, but with the way the FBI handled the investigation with Hillary Clinton, I think people start to see, listen, something's going on here. Whether it's infiltration or they're just scared of something, whatever it is, people are starting to see that, you know what, maybe we've taken a step backwards. Now, is there one part of the film where people just come out and they say, oh, come on, that can't be true? They're just so blown away by one part of it.
No, nobody. Look, it's there is stuff in there that's highly shocking, but we give the facts, we give the sources, and we present it in a very credible manner. So we've had no one, and we've had all sorts of people viewing this movie. Not one person has said, no, that's not true. That's unbelievable. You haven't made your case properly. Not one incident of that. So, wow. Yeah, we made it as totally watertight as we possibly could, because this is such a sensitive area, and people are going to poke holes in your narrative any chance they get. But nobody has done so to date, and I don't think anyone will be able to.
Wow, very good. Now, you can always get this film. It's enemieswithinmovie.com. It's for sale right now on the website. Again, this is Trevor Loudon. It's his film. And now, in your opinion, can Hillary Clinton be blackmailed right now?
Look, Hillary Clinton could be blackmailed by numerous foreign entities. She was helping to funnel American military technology to the Chinese when she was working in the White House. Through her Clinton Foundation, she was helping to funnel military technology to the Russians in the last few years. She has so much criminal behavior in her background in so many ways that she could be completely compromised by foreign intelligence services and criminal organizations, etc. She is by far the most security risk-prone presidential candidate we've ever had. Barack Obama was right up there, but I think Hillary Clinton even tops him, and that is saying something. So, yeah, she can absolutely be blackmailed, but the point is, I don't even think she has to be blackmailed. She's happy to work with the enemies of the United States. She's done it for years. She's made a lot of money doing it. I don't think they even need to blackmail her. They just ask her for what they want.
Wow. Yeah, we even saw in the WikiLeaks email dump today in a message from Jen Palmieri to John Podesta that she hates everyday Americans. So don't think for a second she won't sell us out, right?
People have to realize the leadership of the Democratic Party is anti-American now. This is not the party of Harry Truman or JFK now. This is the party of the Marxists and the Muslim Brotherhood. And they want to take America down. They are criminal, they are communist, they are pro-Islamic, and they hate American values. And this is not hyperbole or exaggeration. This is all demonstrable fact.
Right. All right. Trevor, very, very sobering stuff. Go check out the DVD. Go purchase it. enemieswithinmovie.com. We'll be back in just 2 minutes.
season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach. Footsteps from Rome to Village to Sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop in to Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant, because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember, Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Guys, welcome back to this last segment of the Rhino Report. Really good to have Trevor on there in the last segment. We're going to have him back very, very shortly. There is just so much to dig into with this corruption and the infiltration of our Congress. We need to spend more time with him, but not today. We'll get to him hopefully maybe next week. If we can get Trevor back next week, that'd be great. All right, let's talk about this poll here. So this is the only poll right now that currently takes into sampling that includes Sunday and Monday. Okay, this is the LA Times USC tracking poll. Every other poll you're seeing out there, the Wall Street Journal poll, the NBC poll, none of them take the debate into their sampling. All right, so that's worth noting. This has Trump up still by two. He's hanging on, but he did take a hit with this audio soundbite. And it's just, again, it bears repeating how little a Republican can do to tank his campaign in the eyes of mainstream media. Where of all the revelations about Hillary Clinton over the last 30 years, and in, you know, specifically the last 2 or 3 weeks with the WikiLeaks drops, nothing. Absolutely nothing. Well, Donald Trump right now in this LA Times poll is hovering around his support line. He has support at 45% here. So he's at 45.3. Now, can he bounce off his support line like he has done in the past whenever he's hit a little road bump? Or does he drop below his support line and now that becomes a new resistance line? And that would be important to note because Hillary Clinton did break her previous resistance line at 42% in this poll here. She's at 43.3 now. Now, we'll see. Does she have new support, or does she fall back through? We'll have to see that. We'll get a better gauge on where this campaign stands on both sides come Thursday, Friday, over the weekend polls. Anything you see now, really just discredit it. Discredit it. Unless it includes yesterday. So 18 to 34 in this LA Times poll, Trump down 4. In the 35 to 64 category age group, he's up 5. 65 and over, he's up 2. High school or less, he wins there big. Some college, he wins there big. The overeducated lot, he loses big. You know, it's about the same in this poll. What's interesting is the African-American vote here, he's starting to gain support at 15%. We've seen him go up to like 17, down to 3, up to 16, down to 8. He's starting to find a support line at 15%. Very interesting. And also closing the gap very, very slowly with the Latino vote. Interesting. The other, he's plus 3. By gender, 23-point gender gap, down 9 with women, up 14 with men. That actually closed up a little bit with men. He was up almost 20 with men in this poll prior to last Friday. It closed, but it's starting to reopen again. The big damage here for him is the perception. The perception gap widened. He was down to only losing the perception poll, who would win the race, by 7. Now it's 13, so that widened out. All right, so that's the LA Times USC tracking poll, of course, a daily tracking poll. Oh, one last thing before we get out of here today. If you go to Manhattan and you're a guy and you got to pick up like a cold medicine or allergy stuff, do not go to Thompson Chemists, okay? They have a man tax, 7%. If you're a guy, you're going to pay a 7% premium in that store for everything. Women get stuff tax-free. Tax-free, big sign on the window says, new store policy, all female customers shop tax-free. While another sign says all male customers are subject to a 7% man tax. This is their way of trying to even out the gender gap, the inequality, income inequality. Well, that's also not allowed by New York City retail law. So if you're listening, Mayor de Blasio, go get them. All right, big thank you to all of those serving our country at home and abroad. And a big thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. We all depend on you. Please stay safe. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. And until tomorrow, have a great day, everybody. I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.